don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Yeah. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Thank you, Mr. Rogers, for that one.
Love me some Mr. Rogers.
By the way, it's one of the sexy costumes of the year. I know you're not a fan.
I'm not a fan of that.
Don't do it to Mr. Rogers.
No.
It's not fun. But yes, you call us or you can, you know, reach out to us via social media. Mm-hmm. And we help you break the bad news. Yes. And that's why we got our girl Lisa on the phone. Good morning, honey. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
We're good.
Oh, we're good.
Yeah. So listen, you're probably down in the dumps, and that's why you're calling us, girl. So what's going on?
Yeah.
Well, I'm calling to break the bad news to my friend Sabrina. Sabrina has invited me over quite a few times for dinner, and she loves to cook. But every time I go to her house for dinner, I get sick right after.
Oh, really? Ooh, is she a bad
cook? Yeah, I usually get the runs.
We don't like the runs.
No, we don't.
So is she just a bad cook?
Yeah.
No, she cooks very well. I don't know what it is. I don't know what the problem is, but I don't know. But she invited me over for another dinner party next weekend, and I'm calling to tell her that I get sick from eating her food, and so I'm not going to be able to eat her food anymore.
Wow. So she literally is the only person that you get sick on food.
It seems like it, yes.
Oh, wow. That's awkward.
Yeah, it is. Have you been friends a long time? Like, have you done many dinners together? You know what I mean? Has she cooked a lot for you?
Well, I'm really particular about eating people's food, but I've been to a few of her dinner parties.
Got it. Well,
yeah, that is awkward.
I'm wondering how she's going to take that. Like,
I don't know if I would tell a friend. You know, like, I get invited over to dinner all the time. I don't know if I would
tell
a friend.
Do you have a friend and you're like, oh, I don't like the way you cook?
No, I don't. No? I mean, I've been at friends' houses.
I'm just curious.
No, but nobody like, I can think of.
Yeah,
but how do you play it off if it's a dinner party and you're not eating?
Right. Yeah.
And listen, if you're going to have some beautiful dress on, you're going to have some hot single men there. I don't know if you're single.
Oh,
you do not want to be doing something bad to that outfit.
No, you don't.
Nor be in the bathroom.
No.
That's awkward.
It would be like bridesmaid.
Oh, I love that movie. Yay. All right, girl. Well, let's figure out what exactly she puts in her food, and perhaps we can figure this out. So what we'll do, we'll play a song, and then when we get back, we will help you break the bad news to your girl, Sabrina. Honey, I cannot eat your food no more.
Mm-mm.
How do you think she's going to react to this? Is she going to be mad?
Yeah, what do you think?
I don't know.
Denial. Yeah. I was just curious. She's someone that blows up. All right. Well, that's why we're here. No worries.
Yeah.
All right. It's happening next. Hopefully, it goes over well. It's not explosive. Stupid. Another stupid joke. It's happening next. Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.
Let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go bat cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We have our very lovely friend here on the phone, Miss Lisa. She's got some bad news for her girlfriend, Sabrina.
Oh boy, does she ever.
What's going on?
So, like, you know what? She's gone to her house a few times, as we all have, because your friends cook you dinner.
Yeah.
But she's gotten sick every
time. You've never cooked me dinner, actually.
You know what? I haven't. I've got to have you over.
We've been friends for 5 years.
Okay, girl. I'll have you.
I need to break some bad news to you on the phone.
Oh, yeah, you just did. Okay, see, now, Lisa, this is going to be so much easier for you. Do you see how we just worked that out
it's
right
over.
Now?
It's over.
Yeah, so it's over and done. So now, Lisa, you're going to have to do the same thing to Sabrina, except her food makes you sick.
That's right.
So it's a little twist on
yours. It's a little crazy.
Yeah.
All right, so what we'll do is that we'll mute our phone. Lisa, you'll be able to hear us in your phone, but of course Sabrina won't. And then we'll just chime in to help you with your call, okay?
Okay.
All right, honey.
All right, girl.
Good luck to you.
Good luck.
Hello. What's up, girl? How are you?
Oh, hey, good. How are you? You okay?
I'm fine. Yeah, I'm okay. So, you know, I was calling about the dinner party because you said to RSVP, so I'm just calling well, let me just say, you know, you're my girl and you know I love you, right?
Yeah.
and I will definitely be there. However, I'm not going to eat your food anymore.
What?
What?
I know, right?
I don't understand.
Well,
don't like it?
I mean, I've been getting sick. Every time I eat your food, I get sick. I get the runs, and I can't do it anymore. Like, what? It's hard to try to hold it through the whole party.
Ooh.
And, you know, and then when I go home, I'm like, it's just too much, and I can't do it. And so, and I don't know why it's happening every time I eat your food, but it happens. So I'll be there, but I just, right, I'm not going to be eating.
Oh, my.
Wow. She just came right.
Oh, my God. Wait, this happens every, why haven't you told me?
That's true. That's what friends do.
I didn't know.
How do you say it?
Because I didn't know how to tell you. I didn't want to hurt your feelings, and I wasn't sure if it was, you know, your food.
Listen, let's chime in.
Yeah, let's
I think she's
in.
Doing great, but I
yeah, she's
that.
Doing really well.
Hi, good morning. Is this the very lovely Sabrina?
Hey, girl.
Yeah, who's this?
Oh, by the way, you just sound like you have a very sweet voice. This is also friends of your girlfriend, Chris and Tracy from Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We're just...
Oh, my God.
Hi.
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 Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Hey.
So, listen, we are helping your girl out because she just was just beside herself. She didn't know how to break this news to you.
Right.
But you know what? I really think... You just sound like you are just accepting. You sound more like you feel bad that she didn't tell you, not mad.
Right.
So
I mean, I'm mad she didn't tell me.
Oh,
you are
mad.
Badly. I mean, I can make something else. I don't want her to get sick. I feel bad.
So I'm wondering if it's just like, you know, a certain spice that you use. Like some people love to put cumin in everything or garlic in everything or some type of oil. I mean, perhaps maybe, Lisa, you're just allergic to something that she uses. I mean,
maybe.
Is there something you use all the time that you're like, nope, got to use it?
I mean, yeah, I do use a lot of spices. I use a lot of garlic. I use a lot of cumin. I use a lot of like coconut oil.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah. Could be the oil.
It could be the oil or like nuts. Do you like use nuts at all when you're cooking?
No, I use a lot of eggs though.
Oh.
I use a lot of eggs and I get them from like a farm. Like I don't get them from the store. I don't know. Maybe it's that.
It could be the runny eggs.
It could be the runny eggs.
Like in baking.
I mean.
Like Krista came up with a good thought. It could be the runny eggs.
It could be. Lisa, I mean, girl, do any of these things you particularly do not include in your diet?
Right.
Eggs.
The eggs.
The
See,
eggs.
I knew it.
Your lactose. Oh. Yeah, you can't have like dairy, right?
It could be.
Right.
Or it's just those eggs.
Yeah, or it's just
it could the be eggs. The farm.
Yeah, it's something about eggs. I don't know what it is, but it's eggs. They do it to me all the time.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, see, done.
That's why communication is key.
It is an open conversation.
Okay.
Look, now you can go to her party.
You can go to her party now.
Yes.
I'm going to go. Right? I just wasn't going to eat.
Oh, but now you can eat. Because Sabrina, girl, you'll make some dishes, right, that don't include eggs?
Yeah, of course. And also, like, Lisa, you can bring something that you know you can eat. Like, if you want to bring a dish you know you can eat, then we'll just have that, too.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That way you can eat. I don't want you to not eat. I just want it to be fun for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, for
well,
sure.
Well, speaking of everyone, you know, we like to eat.
We do, actually. what time is this party?
You want to come to my party? My friends would think I was so cool.
We'll bring some baklava to you.
Yeah, we surely will.
So we'll be looking for our invitation.
That's
okay.
Right.
All right.
Yeah,
we'll
let us know what time, please.
Yeah, girl, please. I need to find out my outfit.
Yeah. That's right.
All right. You pick me up this time, Tracy.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.